Are we out of model airplanes, Jeff? I mean, is that what's going on here?
It is time for a new hobby, definitely.
Jack Callahan with that story from the Original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Thanks, MK. And top of the morning to you, East Texas, on this Friday is April the 26th. I'm Jeff Rourke here with my friend Melissa Kaiser. This hour, we're going to bring you all the latest in news, sports, and weather. That forecast from KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet is next. We're glad you're here. KTBB News Time 7:06.
Truck buyers, the time has finally come. Hurry to Classic Toyota in Tyler for unbelievable truck month savings on every new Toyota truck. And while they last, get huge savings on every new 2024 Tacoma. And huge savings on new 2024 Tundras with 0% financing. That's huge Toyota truck savings with 0% financing. Plus, at Classic Toyota, you know you always get absolute top dollar for every trade, because we're buying hundreds of vehicles, any make, any model, and in less than 15 minutes, we'll give you a top-of-the-line offer for your vehicle, cash on the spot. Plus, our mobile buying unit will come to your home or business at your convenience to buy your old car today. So log on, ClassicToyotaTyler.com, then hurry to Classic Toyota and get huge savings on every new 2024 Tacoma and huge savings with 0% financing on new 2024 Tundra, 0% financing at Classic Toyota on the South Loop in Tyler. Call 888-338-6788 for details.
Not everyone with a real estate license is a realtor.
A realtor is a member of the National Association of Realtors.
Shannon Franzen is a local real estate professional and a member of the Greater Tyler Association of Realtors.
We represent our clients above ourselves.
Realtors are real estate agents that are bound by the highest ethical standards.
If a client doesn't know the market, you go to their house and they say, if I got an offer of $150,000, I would take it right now. And you know that that house is worth $250,000. I am legally bound to explain to you what your house is actually worth, not to go to my car and call my investor friend and say, oh, look, I've got somebody that'll sell for this much.
There's the easy thing, and then there's the right thing. You can count on a member of the Greater Tyler Association of Realtors to do the right thing. Selling a home or buying a home, you can expect a better transaction when you have a local expert realtor on your side. To learn more and to find a realtor, visit GTAR.com, the Greater Tyler Association of Realtors. GTAR.com.
Do you have people knocking on your door trying to say your roof is damaged? Let Cables Roofing give you honest advice. Call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTBB News Time 7:08. Let's take a look at our weather forecast now with KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
We are going to see mostly cloudy skies for our day on a Friday with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms out there. A few of those storms could be on the strong to severe side with large hail and damaging winds as the main threat. However, widespread severe weather is not expected for our day today. High temperatures this afternoon climb into the lower 80s with a south wind at 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 35 miles per hour at times, so it will be warm, breezy, and humid for our day today. For tonight, we will start out with partly cloudy skies, becoming mostly cloudy after midnight. Can't rely on an isolated storm or two early on in the night, but for the most part, we're drying things out after the sun sets. Temperatures drop down to the lower 70s, so expect another warm and humid night ahead for us, and breezy as well. A south wind overnight at 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 30 miles per hour at times. For the day on Saturday, we'll see partly cloudy skies with high temperatures in the middle and upper 80s, and isolated shower, thunderstorm possible late in the afternoon. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
Thanks, Andrew. 71 degrees over Holly Tree Country Club, 72 degrees over Pinecrest Country Club, and 71 at KTBB. Melissa has a look at the headlines for you next. KTBB News Time 7:10.
We all know how unpredictable and sometimes scary East Texas weather can be. Nothing we can do about that. But rural East Texans can be prepared with propane from Gas and Supply. Propane is safe, efficient, clean, and less expensive. Most of all, you can count on it even in bad weather. Gas and Supply in Tyler, Longview, Mineola, Jacksonville, Henderson, Campbell, and Camp. But that's not all. Gas and Supply is the East Texas welding headquarters. It's the best stop for all equipment and supplies. And here's one of the best propane services. Services at Gas and Supply. They save you money. How? Because Gas and Supply refills by the gallon and not the cylinder. You buy what you need. Think propane and remember American and family-owned Gas and Supply to keep your rural home or business running in all East Texas weather conditions. Gas and Supply for propane, welding supplies, and now hand tools, hardware, and more in 7 East Texas cities and on the web at gasandsupply.com. That's gasandsupply.com.
If the high cost of hearing aids has kept you from dealing with hearing loss, Lewis Morgan No. 4 Pharmacy and Gifts has great news.
If you have mild to moderate hearing loss, then we have a solution.
Heather Laborde is a pharmacy technician at Lewis Morgan No. 4 Pharmacy and Gifts in Longview.
We have a solution through AI, actually, artificial intelligence.
Technologically advanced hearing aids are now available over the counter.
You take the test with the hearing aid in your ear, and it will adjust itself to your specific hearing loss. And I actually have the hearing aids in stock. We can get the whole process done in one day.
For as little as $399, Lewis Morgan No. 4 Pharmacy can fit you with discreet and technologically advanced hearing aids that come with a 30-day money-back satisfaction guarantee. Lewis Morgan No. 4 is on Judson Road, a mile north of Highway 80. They're online at lmd4.com.
Lewis Morgan No. 4.
lmd4.com.
It doesn't happen often, and it won't last long. It's the every once in a while hail sale at Tyler Ford. Small dents mean big savings for you. Our dedicated repair teams have been busy making repairs to all our hail damaged vehicles, so you can't tell anything's ever happened. We have already fixed them, but you still save. No need to find someone on the street corner to repair your vehicle or drive with dings. You won't see the damage, but you will certainly see the savings. Going on right now at Tyler Ford.
KTBB News Time, 712, 72 degrees in Longview, 71 degrees in Tyler. And a good morning to you, East Texas, on this Friday. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
Global shares are rising despite worries about the economic outlook and inflation in the U.S. and globally. U.S. futures are higher. Oil prices rose. The Supreme Court appears unlikely to give former President Trump absolute immunity in the election interference case against him, but could define new limits to prosecuting presidents. President Biden facing criticism after taking to New York to talk about microchips while protests break out on college campuses in the state. One university calling off commencement ceremony amid pro-Palestinian protests. And a deathbed confession solves a cold case. Two murders, that is, in West Virginia. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Sports coming to you next. KTBB News Time, 7:13.
Carson Beavers is at Flooring Liquidators in Tyler, and he has some big news.
We're moving our warehouse, and so I've got a ton of inventory, and we're going to have the biggest sale we've ever had.
Flooring Liquidators has a warehouse full of first-line, first-quality flooring, and they'd rather make you an incredible deal on it than get stuck moving it.
I've got more inventory than I've ever had, and I don't want to move it. You're going to be able to buy running line products cheaper than I've ever been able to offer it.
Don't let the word liquidators fool you.
We only work in first quality. Now, some closeout that the vendor might have discontinued, and we buy everything they have, but it's still warrantied items, and we buy it in bulk. That's what sets us apart. We have the inventory that other flooring stores don't.
Carpet, tile, hardwood, vinyl, every type of flooring at prices you'll never see again. It's the Flooring Liquidators Warehouse Relocation Sale, now through the end of April. Shop their showroom in Tyler on the Southwest Loop across from Chuck E. Cheese. Shop online at flgliquidators.com.
You never know when the power is going to go out.
We lost power even at our church this past Sunday.
Shannon Smith is the general manager at East Texas Generators.
You just never know when a power outage will occur, and whether it's in the cold of the winter when we're freezing cold, or if it's in the summer and it's hot, you want your AC working. If you don't have backup power, you don't have any power.
What's it like at your home when the power goes out?
The worst part of a power loss is you never know how long it's going to last. And with a standby generator, you really don't care.
Unlike a lot of other dealers, East Texas Generators can have your generator installed in just a week or two.
We're local. We can help you make the right decision on which generator you want and help you get it installed. We've been in business for 15 years serving our neighbors here in East Texas.
East Texas Generators sells and services Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, and Generac Generators. They're online at easttexasgenerators.com, the leader in backup power for home and business. East Texas Generators.
KTBB News Time, 7:15, 71 degrees. Time now for a look at sports, sponsored by Montrose Concrete, montroseconcrete.com. A passing of the torch today, literally.
11 days ago, the Olympic torch was lit and the 2024 hosts are finally getting their hands on it. This at a ceremony in Athens, Greece, inside the stadium which opened the first modern Olympics in 1896. The last Greek torchbearer will light a cauldron from which a performer playing a high priest priestess will ignite a final torch. After a night at the French embassy, the Olympic flame will travel by three-masted ship for the French port of Marseille. Another long relay awaits before the opening ceremony on July 26th.
Jonathan Savage there. This year's NFL draft got underway last night.
The first round of the NFL draft was all about the quarterbacks. Six signal callers were selected in the first 12 picks, matching the most quarterbacks taken in the first round since the 1983 class. In what has been known for months, the Bears took Caleb Williams out of USC with the first pick. The Commanders then selected Jaden Daniels from LSU, and the Patriots went with Drake May from North Carolina. And then a major surprise, as the Falcons selected Michael Penix Jr. with the eighth pick less than 2 months after signing Kirk Cousins in free agency. The Vikings traded up one spot with the Jets to pick at number 10 and selected J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan, and Denver took Bo Nix at number 12.
Meanwhile, an NFL star's killer sentenced to prison yesterday.
Cardell Hayes, the man who fatally shot former New Orleans Saints star Will Smith following a car crash in 2016, received a 25-year prison sentence in New Orleans. In December 2016, Hayes was originally convicted of manslaughter, but the conviction was later thrown out due to the U.S. Supreme Court outlawing non-unanimous verdicts. Hayes was retried and convicted by a unanimous jury in January. During a confrontation after the crash, Smith was shot 7 times in the back and 8 overall. Hayes said he acted in self-defense. Smith played 9 seasons in the NFL, all with the Saints.
Those stories from Joe Morgan. In their series finale, the Rangers hosted the Mariners. Texas starter Andrew Heaney started out rough but steadied up, avoiding walks, fanning 7, though he did give up a couple of long balls.
Now the 1-0 pitch to Luis. Swing and a well-hit ball deep to left field. Langford going back to the warning track to the wall. Goodbye, baseball! Luis Urias with his second home run of the season.
That homer gave the Mariners the edge. The Rangers stranded too many runners, dropping the game 4-2 and losing the series. The Astros wasted a solid return by Justin Verlander, the 3-1 loss to the Cubs, completing the sweep. And last night's NBA winners were the Heat, Sixers, and Nuggets. The Mavs host the Clippers for Game 3 tonight. Your Money Now is next. KTBB News Time 718.
Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse is the perfect blend of Texas food, Texas music, Texas atmosphere, and Texas attitude. TXM Lindale is at the Cannery on Highway 69 and TXM Tyler's on Old Jacksonville Highway. Delicious food, handcrafted cocktails, and live music, including Second Childhood on Wednesday in Tyler and Thursday in Lindale. This week's music lineup at Lindale at the Seven Bridges Music Hall includes Christopher Wright on Friday, followed by Kirk Harper on Saturday. The Tuxedo Cats play TXM Tyler on Thursday, with Kirk Harper on Friday, Craig Harris on Saturday, Sunday brunch with Scotty G. And at lunch Monday through Friday, all non-alcoholic drinks are just a penny. That's right, 1 cent non-alcoholic drinks Monday through Friday at lunch. Celebrate what makes Texas great. Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse, Miranda Lambert Way on Highway 69 at the Cannery in Lindale, Old Jackson Highway in Tyler, and on the web at TexasMusicCity.net. That's TexasMusicCity.net.
Tutoring your struggling student yourself is harder than it looks, and it can actually make the problem worse.
Bring them to us. Let us do the education part, and you be mom or dad, and be more relaxed at home.
Carol Pope, owner of Sylvan Learning Center in Tyler and Longview.
Some kids are so frustrated, so beat down, and their self-esteem has just been depleted, and they come home, and the same thing is happening. Go back to being mom and dad and relax, and let us pick up that side and let them experience success. Their self-esteem comes up, their drive comes up, their attitudes are improved, the shoulders start coming up, and the academics just start soaring.
If your son or daughter is struggling academically, you need the expert help that Sylvan Learning Center can provide. All it takes to get started is a phone call. Sylvan Learning has centers in Tyler and Longview, and they're online at sylvanlearning.com.
Your Money Now coming up next, brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, the right workers' comp partner for your business. 72 degrees in Longview, 71 degrees right now in Tyler. Your KTBB News Time, 7:20.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A fourth temporary channel has opened at the port in Baltimore after the partial collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge last month. 5 vessels that have been stranded for weeks are expected to finally leave. Other ships are scheduled to enter the port, which normally processes more cars and farm equipment than any other in the country. The new channel will remain open until Monday or Tuesday and then close again until roughly May 10th for cleanup and rescue operations. Intel has reported first quarter earnings that beat Wall Street expectations for earnings per share, but came up light in sales. The company earned 18 cents per share, which is above the 14 analysts had expected. Intel also gave a weak forecast for the current quarter. The stock fell 8% in extended trading. Futures are moderately higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 375, the NASDAQ down 100, and the S&P 500 down 23. That's your money now.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
Vital Earth Resources is an East Texas company with organic soil and garden products like Carlpool Fertilizers, EarthSafe Organics, and Vitazyme, sold in Texas, the U.S., and around the world.
We have a commitment to quality that's really unparalleled in the industry. We guarantee all of our products to work as expected, and they are superior in almost every way.
Company President Scott Hammer.
Vital Earth has a full line of bagged products. These include products like raised bed garden mix, a landscape mix, compost and several different varieties of compost, a bedding soil, and of course all the mulches that you could possibly need to mulch your beds to save water, to protect your plants from insects. And we have a bedding soil, which all you do is excavate your bed, put the bedding soil in, and stand back, watch it grow.
Vital Earth products like Carlpool and EarthSafe Organics are sold at your local independent dealer or nursery. Learn more about Vitazyme and Vital Earth products at vitalearth.com.
KTBB News Time, 7:23, 71 degrees in Tyler, 72 in Longview.
Hundreds of migrants riding on top of a freight train in Mexico are headed for the border near El Paso.
Video from the publication Border Report showed hundreds of migrants packed on top of boxcars as the freight train made its way from Chihuahua City to Juarez, just across the border from El Paso. Camera crews spoke with some of those on board who say they plan to rest in Juarez before making their way to the border, where they plan to surrender to U.S. Border Patrol agents and ask for asylum. El Paso authorities say they got word to expect the influx earlier this week.
Russell Scott reporting. Meanwhile, the governor of Kansas is blocking an attempt by Republican legislators to give the state's National Guard a border mission of helping Texas. A rapper is still on the legal hook for a number of concert festival deaths.
A judge has refused to dismiss a lawsuit against Travis Scott over his role in the deadly Astro World Festival in Houston in 2021, in which 10 people were killed in a crowd surge. Scott's attorney argued that he was not responsible for safety planning and watching for possible dangers at the concert. However, Noah Wexler, an attorney for the family of 23-year-old Madison Dubisky, one of the 10 people killed, said Scott had a conscious disregard for safety at the sold-out festival. Wexler argued Scott encouraged people who didn't have tickets to break in and ignored orders from festival organizers to stop the concert when told to do so, as people in the crowd were hurt or dying.
Michelle Polino reporting. Outbreaks of whooping cough in the U.S. and around the world have got health officials on edge.
In North Carolina's Henderson County, the health department says they've confirmed 27 cases of whooping cough. Honolulu's seen 11 cases since March. The Sacramento Bee reports 93 cases in the Marin County, California area this year. Overseas, the Netherlands had 1,800 cases reported in the first 2 weeks of April. Cases in China are reported to have totaled more than 15,000 this January. That's several times more than this time last year. Doctors warn babies are most at risk of getting sick and dying from whooping cough, while most adults in the U.S. are vaccinated against it.
Jill Nato reporting, congressional Republicans have the White House's green energy plans in their crosshairs.
At a hearing this week, President Biden's anti-fossil fuel policies were blasted by the energy industry. Ron Gusek, who runs Texas-based Liberty Energy, says a mountain of new federal regulations make oil and gas more expensive.
Increased costs for domestic energy doesn't reduce demand, but only serves to drive energy production to countries like Russia and China that will increase emissions.
Those on the panel acknowledged the current record high production levels, but said that ignores the increase in energy demand that's expected to occur over the next decade.
Michael Board with that report from the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time 726.
This is Linda.
Hi.
Linda loves dogs. And dreams of having a nice backyard where she can play with her dog.
Fetch boy.
But she lives in an apartment with no dogs allowed. So she talks to a Southside Bank lender who guides her to a mortgage she can afford. She buys a house with a nice backyard and gets her dog. At Southside Bank, your story matters. Learn more at Southside.com. Southside Bank, member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Okay, so what to do with a nice weather afternoon? Where to meet your spouse or friends after work? Well, it's simple. The patio at the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall. Now, this patio isn't just any patio. The Grand Tasting Room patio overlooks some of the prettiest real estate in East Texas, where an especially beautiful part of the Keepersall Vineyard slopes gently down a picturesque hill. You take this visual treat, add in Keepersall's just-released 2019 Cabernet Sauvignon, or, if you prefer white, Keepersall's just-released 2023 Texas Vit, grab a light bite to eat, and you and those close to you will enjoy a thoroughly lovely spring afternoon. It's not for nothing that Keepersall Estates was named Texas's top winery at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo International Wine Competition. So to do all of this, go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's more at Keepersall.com.
Woody's, accessories and off-road. Bigger is better.
Woody's Accessories and Off-Road, because your vehicle isn't your vehicle till you bring it to Woody's. Better look, better stuff. Woody's has everything you need for any vehicle that you have. Commercial truck outfitting, truck accessories, lifts, wheels, tires, spray and bed liners, WeatherTech floor mats, and more. Think of the convenience, security, fuel efficiency, and the great look of a professionally installed bed cover. Woody's will custom fit it for a perfect match. Or for even more space and security, Woody's can install the ARE camper shell. It comes in many colors and designs, including a walk-in door, classic aluminum, Toolmaster, the Diamond Edition, or the Deluxe Commercial. Bigger is better at Woody's Accessories and Off-Road on the West Southwest Loop and Old Jacksonville Highway in Tyler, and online at woodystruck.com. That's woodystruck.com.
Woody's Accessories and Off-Road. Bigger is better.
Hi, I'm Bert Newts with Athens Tractor and Equipment, your elite Kubota dealer. It's Kubota Orange Days, your golden opportunity to score a deal that will make your neighbors extremely envious. Shop the year's best selection of Kubota tractors, zero-turn mowers, and utility vehicles, including the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. And get the year's best deals, like 0% APR for 84 months, or up to $3,300 off on the L3302 tractor. That's at Athens Tractor or online at AthensTractor.com. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
KTBB News Time, 729, 71 degrees in Tyler, 72 in Longview. Well, listen, what's on the other side of the news?
Well, let's talk about a wild ride. A bus driver found himself in the middle of a brutal attack last week, which was captured on video and which resulted in a huge crash, not to mention an arrest. Now, according to TMZ, cops allege passenger Tyron Harrison flipped into a rage Saturday while riding on one of the city buses. This after he apparently asked to be dropped off at a certain cross street, only to be rebuffed by the driver, who told him he couldn't leave him at the next. He could, however, leave him at the next designated stop. As a result, Harrison flipped his lid and started going after the driver, punching the driver's face, all while the bus driver is still driving the bus. Yep, things spiral out of control fast as the bus driver attempts to fight back, but the suspect pulls him out of his seat, and the struggle intensifies. Keep in mind, the bus is still driving down the road, okay? But it careens to the right. Eventually, the bus crashes into a business head-on, and the driver is sent flying forward. Now, despite suffering bumps and bruises, the driver was evaluated at a medical facility and is currently taking some much-needed time off recover. As for Harrison, he made a run for it, but authorities caught up with him. Everyone in the building was fine as well.
Wow.
My goodness, we don't get paid enough for this, right?
We don't.
News brought to you by Gray's Home Fashion Gallery. Let your personal elegance speak through the rooms of your home. Visit graystyler.com, 71 degrees at 7:30.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Donald Trump's hush money trial resumes today. Cross-examination, the first prosecution witness, David Pecker.
The former National Enquirer tabloid publisher says he cut a lot of so-called catch-and-kill deals with a lot of famous people through the years, not just former President Trump. President Trump's lawyer cross-examining Pecker, trying to bring out the weaknesses in this case.
Fox's Eric Shawn outside the courthouse. This is what it sounds like this morning at George Washington University encampment in D.C. Meanwhile, President Biden expected in Midtown Manhattan, but he's also expected to skip the protests at Columbia University. The president receiving criticism for his silence on the anti-Israel protests on college campuses nationwide. America's listening to Fox News.
KTBB News Time, 7:31, temperature 71 degrees.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, are you feeling the impact of the recent changes in the timeshare industry? My friends at Lone Star Transfer are the only company I trust to help you. For more than a decade, they have successfully helped over 20,000 owners get out of their timeshare with an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau. Customer service is their priority. For a free consultation and a guaranteed solution, 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. On this Friday in the summer of 2016, I was grilling some burgers in the backyard when the cell phone rang. It was then candidate for President Donald Trump calling to shoot the political breeze. This was not unusual, as I've known Mr. Trump for three decades, and we occasionally chat about all kinds of things, most of which I keep confidential, even the stuff about how the Mets can never quite get it together. On that call in 16, Trump was venting about the press, which had recently turned against him with a ferocity that was disturbing. At first, CNN and others couldn't get enough of candidate Trump because he brought high ratings, so they kissed his behind. But that quickly changed when he bested the Republican primary field. As the candidate took a breath on the other end of the phone, I said, let's do this on the air tomorrow. I'll give you 8 minutes of factor time. Trump said he was otherwise engaged, but his lawyer, Michael Cohen, was available. No, I said. Why? Trump countered. Because he's a weasel, and we are not a pet emporium. Donald Trump went silent. I then wrapped it up by positing something like, you better not trust this guy. Yes, I'm somewhat of a sage, but that wasn't even a hard call. Back after this. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
Gold prices are at all-time highs, and American Gold and Diamond will buy all your jewelry. In fact, they need to spend $2 million this month. So look in those drawers, jars, or anywhere that vintage, estate, even broken or worn-out jewelry is hiding. They'll pay you top cash on the spot for your jewelry, rare coins, and investment metals. American Gold and Diamond will buy anything gold. American Gold and Diamond Exchange, 5th and Fleschel, and on South Broadway just inside the Loop in Tyler.
Cash on the spot, American Gold and Diamond.
KTVB News Time, 735, 71 degrees in Tyler, 72 degrees right now in Longview. Folks, stay tuned for a complete forecast coming to you in about 6 minutes. Right now, it's time for the news with Melissa Kaiser.
No traffic issues reported along I-20 between Dallas and Shreveport. The Supreme Court appears unlikely to give former President Trump absolute immunity in the election interference case against him, but could define new limits to prosecuting presidents.
The urgent matter of former President Trump's trial for election interference is not the only issue justices considered.
This case has huge implications for the presidency, for the future of the presidency, for the future of the country.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh, the attorney for former President Trump, contends without blanket immunity, a president won't be able to make bold and fearless action when it's most needed. But the lawyer for the Justice Department warned against creating a new presidential power. Justices appeared to search for a middle ground, distinguishing between official acts and personal acts.
Jared Halpern reporting, influencers are hoping that the president will have a change of heart and save TikTok.
Earlier this week, President Biden signed a bill into law that calls for a Chinese-owned company called ByteDance to sell TikTok or face being banned. Influencers who've built their career around the social media site hope it does not get to that.
It's going to affect the millions and millions of small businesses that have been able to flourish because of TikTok, and who are going to now suffer should that platform go away.
Bilal Raymond of Texas has more than 1 million followers on social media who follow his channel for tips on interior design. He denies claims that TikTok is being used by the Chinese Communist Party to spread propaganda.
Michael Board reporting, a Johnson County jury reaches a decision in the capital murder trial of a Burleson man.
The jury in the capital murder case of Jerry Don Elders was on around 2 hours before reaching a decision read by Judge Lee Gabriel.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Jerry Don Elders, guilty of the offense of capital murder as alleged in the indictment.
Now the trial moves to a death penalty hearing. Elders' lawyers never denied he killed Robin Waddell in rural Johnson County. They tried to make their stand on the case that it was a felony murder, not a capital murder.
And the facts don't back up a verdict of guilty to capital murder. They back up a verdict of guilty to murder,
which would have allowed for parole in 30 years. But now the jury will consider evidence that will determine whether Elders gets life without parole or the death sentence.
LP Phillips reporting, got expired prescription drugs. You can safely dispose of them during tomorrow's Take Back Day.
Saturday is National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, the perfect time to dispose of your unused or expired prescription drugs. The event is held twice a year in communities across the U.S. by the Drug Enforcement Administration in an effort to prevent medication misuse and potential opioid addiction. The last Take Back Day was held in October and brought in 300 tons of medication at more than 4,600 sites nationwide. This brings the total amount of prescription drugs collected by the DEA since the fall of 2010 to more than 17.9 million pounds of medication.
Tony J. Powers reporting, the Public Utility Commission moves ahead with a program to help companies build new power plants in Texas. From the original Evans Air Conditioning News Center, I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Anything can happen over the weekend. Be back Monday morning for the latest news and weather on your way to work. Your only local news radio, 97.5 FM, KTBB, and KTBB.com.
Folks, we've been talking about it, but no matter where you drive, you are never out of range of your favorite radio station. Download the KTBB mobile app today, and you can connect your mobile device with your car's Bluetooth system and listen live anywhere you drive. The app is free for Apple and Android. It's brought to you by Kelly Community Federal Credit Union. Find them online at kellycommunity.org. That's kellycommunity.org. The KTBB mobile app. Make sure you grab that today if you haven't already. Weather's next. KTBB News Time, 7:39.
Whatever it is, we can do that. If you need a ring sized up or down, maybe it needs to be straightened all around. We can do that. If you need a big diamond, a little one, or something in between, round or square or any other shape, we can do that. If you need your prongs re-tipped to keep your diamond safe, perhaps a free head exam to make sure everything is just right, we can do that. If you need pearls on a string or the pearls in your box restrung, yes, we can do that. If you have a box full of old jewelry sitting there unused, did you know that you can turn those old things into a piece of jewelry you'll wear every day? Yes, we can do that. I'm Judy of Gems Jewelers. What is it, you may wonder, that can be done with diamonds and gold and all the gemstones? Dear friends at Gems Jewelers, it's true. Whatever it is, we can do that. Gems Jewelers, Old Troop Highway at Golden Road in Tyler.
If you are 55 years of age or older, you know there has been a void in Tyler for upscale but yet affordable housing rentals exclusive for your age group. It's the grand opening of Creekview Estates, a new rental community for active independent living persons 55 plus. An absolutely beautiful 27 private acres, walking trails, dog park, scenic pond.
Creekview Estates.
Two bed, two bath, single story townhome rentals, 1,600 square feet under roof of upscale amenities. Attached garage, walk-in master shower, stainless steel appliances, granite countertops, washer-dryer connections, handicapped accessibility, energy efficient.
Creekview Estates, for independent persons, 55 plus.
Introductory rent special of $1,800 per month, yard care included, in this new gated, completely fenced perimeter community, close to the Tyler Hospital District. 903-574-3805. 574-3805. Creekview Estates.
Do you have a great job? Do you want one? Here at Cables Roofing, we're looking for hardworking, honest people to join our growing team. Call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTVB News Time, 7:41. Time now for a look at today's weather forecast. And with that, here is KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammets.
We are going to see mostly cloudy skies for our day on Friday with a few showers and thunderstorms possible. One or two of those storms could become strong to severe with large hail and damaging wind gusts as the main threats. High temperatures today will climb into the lower 80s out there and will remain humid with a south wind picking up throughout the day at 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 35 miles per hour at times, so it will be breezy for our day today, even outside of any thunderstorms. For tonight, we'll see an isolated shower or storm early. We'll start the night with partly cloudy skies, becoming mostly cloudy late tonight. Temperatures drop down to the lower 70s overnight, so expect a warm and humid night ahead for us with breezy conditions, a south wind overnight at 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 30 miles per hour at times. For the day on Saturday, we are going to see partly cloudy skies with an isolated thunderstorm late in the afternoon. High temperatures in the middle and upper 80s with a south wind gusting to 40 miles per hour at times. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammets.
Thanks, Andrew. 72 degrees right now over Kilgore College, 71 degrees over TJC, and 71 at KTBB. Fun Friday trivia is next. Taking a night out on the town today. KTBB News Time, 7:43.
If you own property, you know that comes with a lot of challenges, but overpaying on property tax shouldn't be one of them. Hi, folks. Jeff Rourke here. Let me tell you about a company called OwnWell. That's OwnWell. They believe that when it comes to paying your property tax, you should only pay what's fair. Did you know you can fight for fair property taxes and save thousands of dollars every year? But you need some help to guide you through the process. OwnWell has experience and can navigate the process for you. Sign up with OwnWell in less than 3 minutes and with no upfront costs, and you'll have access to their team of experts and cutting-edge technology. 86% of OwnWell's customers save on their property taxes, an average savings of over $1,100. OwnWell includes local tax experts, cutting-edge technology, and best-in-class customer support, along with no upfront cost and a savings or free guarantee. That means if you don't save, you don't pay. See their happy customer reviews and sign up today at OwnWell.com. 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 Start saving today.
When it's time for Jersey Mike's to make a really great sub, a deli slicer is how we do it. Fresh sliced and made right in front of you is what we've always done. It's what we've been doing. It's what we're always gonna do. Because meat and cheese, deli sliced thin, piled high and made to order, is just how a great sub should be done. So what are you doing? Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
KTBB News Time, 7:44, 71 degrees. And folks, you can be a sub above with a free gift card from Jersey Mike's Subs on Fun Friday Trivia. One winner per household every 60 days. We're looking for the first caller with the right answer. 903-593-5822. 903-593-5822. And that's the number. Here's the question. Which New York nightclub was symbolic of the 1970s disco era? Which New York nightclub was symbolic of the 1970s disco era? We are ready for your call. Good luck. And taking a look now at sports, all eyes in the sports world on the NFL draft last night.
The first part of the draft was all about the offense, and the quarterbacks were king. The first three selections were signal callers, with the Bears taking Caleb Williams out of USC with the first pick, the Commanders selecting Jaden Daniels from LSU, and the Patriots going with Drake May from North Carolina. Then at number eight, the Falcons surprised many by taking Michael Penix Jr. out of Washington. It didn't stop there, as the Vikings traded up one spot with the Jets and selected J.J. McCarthy at number 10 out of Michigan, and Denver took Bo Nix at 12. The six quarterbacks selected in the first round ties the all-time record set in 1983. A defensive player was not selected until the 15th pick.
Joe Morgan there. Could the Super Bowl be headed overseas?
The Super Bowl will be played in New Orleans next year, then Santa Clara, California, then Los Angeles. But what about a Super Bowl in London, England? Ahead of a coming mayoral election in London May 2nd, when Sadiq Khan will be trying to win a third term, he appealed to voting sports fans Thursday. Khan announced he would like for the capital city of the UK to host the largest American sporting event and others. Khan wrote on social media, "London is already the sporting capital of the world. If I'm re-elected next Thursday, we will go even further. We'll look to bring WrestleMania, Super Bowl, and the NBA to London and put together another bid for the 2040 Olympics. The NFL has played regular season games in London every year since 2007 outside of the COVID pandemic.
Jared Max with that report. In the NBA last night, Paolo Banchero led the Heat.
Paolo veers right. And now he's going to go to work on Strus. He's got Mitchell hanging out behind him. Paolo will walk two up and good. Oh, he's in his bag right now. Seattle's finest shining in his first home playoff game.
Paolo's 31 helping Miami to the 121-83 drubbing of the Cavs, who lead that series 2-1. In Philly, Joel Embiid exploded for big numbers.
Half court for Philadelphia. Brunson guards Lowry. Kyle off in the Embiid screen. Eight to shoot behind his back to the right elbow. Back to Embiid. Embiid with a jumper over Brunson and in. An incredible 5 3-pointers for Embiid.
Joel posting 50 points as the Sixers rode a big third quarter to win it 125-114. New York leads 2-1. The Nuggets had four players with 20 or more, taking a 3-0 series lead over the Lakers with the win. Final score there 112-105. Tonight, the Mavs host the Clippers for game 3 of that series, which is tied at 1-1. And both the Astros and the Rangers lost yesterday. Your Money Now is next. KTBB News Time 747.
A very special event is coming up at Tyler's Cascades Golf and Country Club. The 18th annual Kyle Lake Foundation Memorial Golf Tournament is Monday, May 6th, honoring the memory of Tyler native Kyle Lake. Kyle was the pastor of Waco's University Baptist Church. He died in a tragic accident in 2005, but his Christ-centered life continues to impact many others. Kyle was the author of two books, Understanding God's Will and Understanding Prayer. The Kyle Lake Foundation supports many worthwhile projects, including the KTBB Scholastic All-Stars Team, Christian ministries, educational institutions, soccer camps, and defibrillators. The golf tournament is a four-person best ball scramble. It includes many great prizes, raffle items, and a silent auction. Space is limited, so call 903-561-5050, 903-561-5050, or go online at kylelake.org. The Kyle Lake Memorial Golf Tournament, Monday, May 6th at Tyler's Cascades Golf and Country Club. For more information on the Kyle Lake Foundation or the tournament, go to kylelake.org.
Flooring Liquidators is relocating their warehouse, but they don't want to move what's inside.
I want to sell our merchandise and not have to move it.
Carson Beavers of Flooring Liquidators in Tyler.
It's going to be our biggest sale we've ever had in 17 years. It will be more than 50% off what we normally sell it for.
Flooring Liquidators has a warehouse full of first-line, first-quality flooring.
We've made a few large purchases. I couldn't pass the deal up, so I can pass that on to the consumer as well.
Only Flooring Liquidators has a warehouse full of inventory on hand, and they'd rather make you an incredible deal on it than get stuck moving it.
If it's been on your mind to redo the floors in your house, now's the time.
Carpet, tile, hardwood, vinyl, every type of flooring at prices you'll never see again. It's the Flooring Liquidators Warehouse Relocation Sale, now through the end of April. Shop their showroom in Tyler on the Southwest Loop across from Chuck E. Cheese. Shop online at flgliquidators.com. FLGLiquidators.com.
Congratulations, Mark Dickerson of Tatum, our trivia winner this morning, taking home a free gift card from Jersey Mike Subs, a sub above, and Tyler Longview. All right, so which New York nightclub was symbolic of the 1970s disco era? Of course, we're talking about Studio 54, which opened on today's date back in 1977. It was plagued by scandal and closed less than 3 years later. Also on this date, 1865, President Lincoln's assassin was caught and killed. That same day, the last big Confederate army surrendered. 1954, polio vaccine trials began. In 1986, the Chernobyl disaster. And how about this one? Way back in 1970, Melania Trump was born. Happy birthday to her. Your Money Now is coming up next, brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company. Learn more at texasmutual.com. 72 degrees in Longview, 71 in Tyler. KTBB News Time, 750.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Snap has reported first quarter results that beat analysts' estimates for earnings and revenue. Revenue for Snap's first quarter increased 21% to roughly $1.2 billion. Snap said its revenue growth was primarily driven by improvements in the company's advertising platform, as well as demand for its direct response advertising solutions. Alphabet has announced it is issuing its first ever dividend of 20 cents per share and that its board authorized the repurchase of up to $70 billion in stock. The news, announced alongside first quarter earnings, helped to send the Google parent shares up 15%. Alphabet joins Meta as the latest of the large cap tech companies to begin paying dividends. Futures are moderately higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 375, the NASDAQ down 100, and the S&P 500 down 23. That's your money now.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
If you're putting off getting a backyard pool hoping that interest rates will come down, stop.
You're not going to save any money by waiting for interest rates to go down.
Azalea Pools owner Stacy Wilson.
Because while you're waiting for interest rates to go down, the prices go up, so it offsets anything that you would be saving. So you might as well be enjoying your pool now, and you're going to pay about the same.
Unlike a lot of pool contractors, Azalea Pools had the resources to buy ahead and stop the clock on inflation.
What we did is by buying things ahead, by making deals with our subcontractors, we are still able to build a pool at the same prices that we were building pools in 2020.
Don't put off enjoying a backyard pool. All it takes to get started is a call or a visit to Azalea Pools. The Azalea Pools Outdoor Living Design Center is on Highway 110 North, a mile west of Toll 49. See them online at azaleapools.com. Azaleapools.com.
KTBB News Time, 7:53, 72 degrees in Longview, 71 degrees in Tyler. And good morning to you, East Texas. It is time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB owner and general manager Paul Gleiser, who, by the way, will be filling in for Jimmy Failla on Fox Across America later this morning. Morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall. East Texas destinations, south of Tyler off of FM 344. Well, you know, some good comes from everything, even the worst things. In support of that assertion, I offer the anti-Jewish, anti-American, pro-idiot protests now happening on the elite college campuses across America, such as Columbia University. The good that I see is the growing awareness, particularly among the parents of college-aged kids, that something has gone terribly wrong in American higher education. It has been a long time coming. Those of us that are old enough remember the campus protests of the 1960s. We have, in a way, come full circle. Columbia University was the site of the first of a series of demonstrations against the Vietnam War on college campuses that began in the spring of 1968. At Columbia, militant students staged protests that included taking over Hamilton Hall, a building that housed both classrooms and administration offices. Administrators at Columbia were eventually forced to call in the NYPD to restore order. And give the kids credit, at least they understood at the time what they were protesting. The March 1968 Columbia University protest is credited with starting the campus protest movement. It's also credited by some scholars with pushing American higher education sharply to the left. In his book, The Closing of the American Mind, University of Chicago professor Alan Bloom said, this is a quote, "American universities were no longer places of intellectual and academic debate, but rather places of political correctness and liberalism," end quote. So here we are, 56 years later, back at Columbia. And that leftward push now has American higher education on the edge of the Marxist abyss. Examples abound. Here's one. Thanks to the reporting of Cal Thomas at townhall.com, we are introduced to Professor Mohamed Abdu, who is described on Columbia's website as, this is a quote, "a North African, Egyptian, Muslim, anarchist, interdisciplinary activist scholar of indigenous, black, critical race, and Islamic studies, as well as gender, sexuality, abolition, and decolonization." You get all that? Said Professor Abdu on his social media feed, this is a quote, "Yes, I'm with Hamas and Hezbollah and Islamic Jihad," end quote. And to think you can get this for your kid for just 90 grand a year. The good that comes from this is that we now see the leftist rot in American higher education in its full flower. Parents are asking pointed questions as to what a lifetime spent saving up is going to pay for at the colleges their sons and daughters want to attend. Wealthy alums are closing their checkbooks. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is one such alum. He made that announcement this week, saying, this is a quote, "The school I love so much, the one that welcomed me and provided me with so much opportunity, is no longer an institution I recognize." It took a long time for the higher education pendulum to swing so far to the left. It will take a long time for it to swing back. But perhaps it has begun. If so, good for Bob Kraft and others like him, and good for the parents who are asking the tough questions. Perhaps we are seeing a long overdue awakening and a critical first step on the long road to restoring sanity to American higher education. That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com, and you tell me. Well, Andrew Sammons is saying there's a possibility of rain and thundershowers this afternoon, but that's no problem. In fact, there's a way to enjoy a rainy afternoon as you wrap up the work week. Sit outside on the patio at the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall. This patio happens to overlook some of the most beautiful real estate in East Texas. The vines there on that gently sloping hill are now leafed out and green and are a balm to the spirit. So here's how you do this. Bring your spouse or a friend and grab a glass or a bottle of Keepersall's newly released 2019 Cabernet Sauvignon, or if you're a white wine drinker, Keepersall's 2023 Texas Vit. Pair that up with a light bite to eat and then repair to the covered patio to enjoy a spring afternoon in the rain. Do this to wrap up the work week, and I promise that you will thank me. So go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's more at KIEPERSOL.com, Keepersall.com.
License number 4214.
Corey Dasville here with AC Contractors with one of my do-it-right guys, Ace.
Ire!
I'm afraid to ask anymore.
It's a bird call, Mr. D.
Uh-huh. What kind of bird?
I'm calling all the early birds out there to take advantage of the special price on our premium AC tune-up.
Only $89 for a limited time.
And when you do, you're going to be singing, Ire!
Now I get it.
But if you miss out and you go to turn on your AC and nothing happens, you'll be singing a different tune.
How's that song go, Ace?
Oh, I don't think this radio station can play a song like that, Mr. D. It's got a lot of bad words.
Oh, then folks better get while the getting's good. This premium AC tune-up is comprehensive. Look online at accontractors.com.
And your little nest will stay cool all summer.
For just $89.
Who we are is what we do. We're AC. Ire!
AC Contractors.
Locally owned.
Locally managed.
Locally committed.
Your only local news radio. 97.5 FM, KTBB, and KTBB.com.
KTBB News Time at 7:59 on this Friday morning. And a good morning to you, East Texas. Hope you are hitting all the lights green. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
New details in the homicide investigation of a well-known Longview businessman, and it's tax-free weekend for emergency supplies in Texas. Andrew, how about weather?
We'll see a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms on our Friday with high temperatures in the lower 80s. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Andrew Sammet.
Thank you, sir. 71 degrees right now in Tyler, 72 in Longview. Andrew's complete forecast coming to you folks just after the top of the hour. We're also going to have some great talk shows. Sean Hannity at 2 o'clock today. Fox Across America with Paul Gleiser at 11 on the Glenn Beck Show. College students losing their minds all across the country. Fox News next.
Your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB-FM, Troop Tyler Longview, KTBB Tyler, and KTBB.com. It's 8 o'clock.